What? Oh, yeah. Oh, you never even had your headphones? My bad. My name is Peace.
What feel my chest? Feel my breath?
I don't know.
What's that
that's
from?
That's the same thing.
Coming to America.
The real one. Not that.
That.
Other thing. That Madea play that they put on for the second one.
That's exactly what that
was. That's all it was. Madea goes to Zamunda. Oh, man. All right, let me get my energy up because I already hit record.
Y'all, it's midnight and we recording. To all the pod people listening, this is Midnight Podcast.
The Quiet Storm.
WGJZ 106.1. Quiet Storm.
Wow, that's wild. Tony!
This nigga be at home practicing. Yeah,
for real, trying to amazing. Get the voice as low as possible. Like, oh.
Didn't the Quiet Storm dude pass away?
Yes, he did. I think a couple weeks ago.
Oh, recently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Damn.
Like, time will never be the same. Them late night drives.
Where's Golden Girl?
I don't know. Probably somewhere starting.
I was looking up, clips on YouTube from that time. They got some of them up still.
What was they doing on YouTube?
I don't know. Like, they was playing the music. They was doing like the little clips that she would have. She wanted would to talk be to William,
Wendy Williams so bad.
Didn't she like a Muppet?
Yeah,
she did.
Mm-hmm. Some people meant for radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on radio. Or like pod.
I know. Oh. Damn. I'm the only ugly one in the room, though.
Chris, you're not
if
ugly.
I take off this hat.
Oh, bruh, you didn't shave in a while?
What?
That's cool.
It is so. That's why I threw it on before y'all got here.
Oh, really?
I was like, nah, them niggas ain't gonna be coming at me.
Yeah.
No, actually, not to be weird, like all of our friends, we don't have no. This is shallow. We don't have no ugly friends in our group.
So,
we don't
got no ugly friends. Does that mean that we're like bad people? Because we don't like we don't hang up with no ugly people.
I just don't.
Should we go recruit an ugly person for the crew?
I mean, even like
to balance it out.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to.
Yo, were you really about to say even who?
Yeah, but no, I was about to say like, well, we could. I ain't gonna get my ass beat. I got a list of people trying to beat my fucking ass. I'm
right, and it's growing by the day.
I know. It's like,
yeah. Every episode, this nigga like, got more people that want to take his head off,
beat his ass, and oh. I was driving. Did y'all? I gotta send this fucking video to y'all of this girl where they did a prank on her. And her sister was like, oh, I just got jumped. I, like, she put all fake blood on her face, but she went to pick up her little sister, like, yo, you about to go help me, like, beat them up. And she was just like, why the fuck you pick me up? And then she started crying on the way to the fight with her sister. And she's just like, they already beat you the fuck up. What the fuck they gonna do to me? She's like, why are you crying? She's like, they gonna beat our ass. And I felt that way walking through that goddamn shop, right? Yeah. Like, they gonna beat my fucking ass. I called Chris randomly, and I ain't saying that name no more on this goddamn podcast.
Please don't.
But I called Chris randomly with Maya on the phone, and I was just like, yo, Maya, like, I'm about to call Chris and see if he can give us like the 411 on like this person. That like back in the day, like on some shit that she used to do. And I opened up, Chris answered me. He's like, yeah. I was like, hey, Chris, you know I'm always trying to get my ass beat. Like, yeah, you are. And we talked about a person.
Like, I really just want to be like in the area, in the general area when you run into her. Like,
and I like her.
Like, I don't want to be near it or nothing because I don't want to be out
looking.
She just bullied me when I was little, and I'm over it.
Oh, so then you took your bullying out on me.
Mm-hmm. That all makes sense.
Look at the full circle moment.
Bulliers, I mean, bully victims become bulliers, perpetrators.
Not the perpetrators. Oh, man. That could be what happened.
That could be what happened. She used to bully my fucking ass. There was one time in the fucking, look, I'm not over shit.
Clearly.
Middle school cafeteria. You know, that shit was in the fucking basement of that goddamn middle school. It was walking up to the fucking thing, and she was just like, ew, Anthony. I was like, I ain't do nothing to you today. She walked up behind me. And she was on me. She put her hand in my, like, ass. Like, what? And I was just like, what the hell? And I turned around. She put, like, her two fingers in my face, like, up my nose while we were walking up the stairs, and I fell. So I fell, like, imagine, like, you're walking.
Tony,
up.
She oh put her hand God. On my ass.
I was like, stop. And she turned around. She put her fingers in my nose. I was like, stop.
What are the 13 reasons why?
I fell down the stairs and she kept walking up. I'm like, I hate this school.
That's crazy.
That was very 13 reasons why. That's crazy.
I'm not over it.
Clearly.
What's up, y'all?
Remember that vivid. So I forgot that we supposed to be, like, keeping track of the episodes. I don't ever know what episode we on. I think it's 28.
Damn.
Are they numbered
on the site? Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah.
We see.
Yes, this is 28.
Yeah. So we made it as far as the first season did already. It's only been a few months. So appreciate y'all. Shout out to y'all. You
can
know
we
what
get
saying?
Some gunshots in the clap?
That's right.
Hey.
Hey.
And some applause, but we're gonna cut it short because they be doing the same.
So long.
Yeah. So, yeah. Episode 28. Tony, you want to tell us about your little? Well, not that was that shady.
What's up?
Because I was about to say your little presentation, but, like, you know when people put little on front of stuff, it's like they're trying to play you.
But I want to open up with a quote from the scholar.
Okay.
Moneybagg Yo. he has said something that was very thought invoking to me. He said, I think this is song. I hope this is his song. Come out and be misquoting the person that said it. But I thought a nigga that watch what I do but can't get his bitch back said something. Let's sit in that moment for a second. I thought a nigga that watch what I do but can't get his bitch back said something. That is fucking, nigga, shut up. That is so, I was listening to that fucking song the other day. I was like, oh, I gotta write this down. This gonna be a caption on an Instagram post. But it's so good.
It is.
It's so good. Y'all don't think that's good?
I think it's amazing. I just think it's funny that you just finding out about that lyric and it been out for a minute now.
What do you mean?
That song is old. Say something. They got remixes to it and everything. With your girl on it. With a city girl on it.
Carisha?
JT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think.
I like the both.
I don't be knowing who's who.
You like Carisha better?
I love Carisha.
Yeah.
I love Carisha.
I'm a JT.
You like a JT?
But JT without Lil Uzi.
Ooh, that is, yeah, it's uncomfortable.
This is a mess.
Oof. You see that shit?
Not really.
No.
Like, I only saw that, like, you know, he almost got beat up for talking crazy to Carisha on live or something like that.
Yes, he did.
I can't keep up with all that kind of stuff. I can't.
You can't. It's so much.
It's so much.
It's so much.
Shave room just don't stop.
I knew I was getting old because I was on an Instagram account that just do, like, random, like, this or that. Like, when you go into their stories and, like, choose this or that, you can see.
Oh, like, I like those.
And it was like, they would choose, like, which rapper do you like? And it was like 50 slides of rappers I have never seen before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw one of them was DaBaby. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I know DaBaby. Because remember, his new name is what?
What?
Make Babies. Remember I said this shit? A dream, make peace.
Yeah.
Then so
totally
he was like, my
it.
Name, Make Babies. Remember I told you guys that on the pod?
Nope.
I talked about this shit. Like, nope. I was like, I had a dream and
I remember that, but I remember you calling him Make Babies.
Yeah, he's just like that's not my name anymore. It's gonna be like Make Babies. Anyway, but there was like a whole bunch of like new rappers and I was like, I don't know none of these niggas. I tried to Google some of them, 18, 19, yeah. 20.
I'm not
like,
supposed to know they born niggas. In the 2000s.
Yeah. Ooh. You know you too young. I'm too young to be listening to anybody's music that was, you don't know what sector.
They're from this millennium.
That's different.
No.
That sounds crazy.
It does.
No.
But this is where we're at. Old niggas.
Old niggas.
Nigga.
I ain't gonna say it because I know you mad. I got a fucking email and I know this nigga listening, you weird nigga. I'm gonna address you, drill ass nigga. You want to fight me so bad. I'm like, yeah. I'm not.
Light it up.
He fucking sent me a weird ass email. You call
how
me?
You know it was him?
Who the fuck is sending me a fucking email? Oh, I'm cursing up on this. who is sending me an email from a random email account? My personal email. I'm like, how do you even got this? In the middle of the night, like, popping shit. and then just leave it alone. I'm just like, my Facebook email is not even that email. Like, this is like my personal email I give out to like job interviews. And I said only.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I know how the fuck you got there because I helped you work on that weak ass, whack ass resume at one time. And you fucking got my email from that because I sent back corrections not finishing fucking community college ass nigga. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. What else is going on?
I'm trying to give the audience something to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Nigga, you giving that to us.
Yeah. But that was my week. What's up, y'all?
Nothing. Nothing like that. Nothing,
yeah, I'm about to say, you got me beat.
How are you guys? You guys look good.
Thanks.
I'm all right. I'm all right. Recovering. Yo, man, if y'all listening, y'all pray. Just pray for the kid. We'll just leave it at that. I ain't gonna put all my business on the street, but just pray for the boy. Oof. It's rough out in these streets. Getting old is whack. Bruh.
That got nothing to do with getting old.
I don't know what it got to do with, so I'm just gonna blame it on getting old. Because it sure didn't happen when I was 25. Yeah. So. That's
real shit.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Here we are. But so big news of the day. Derek Chauvin was convicted on all three counts of what he was charged with, which I believe was second degree murder, third degree murder, and an assault charge or manslaughter charge. But nevertheless, finally, that nightmare, I won't say it's over, but it has some resolution to it, which is more than we can say for the countless other similar situations that we've dealt with over the years, decades, and centuries. There is some justice that is being served. Sentencing is still about 6 to 8 weeks away, but there was no bail. His bail was revoked. Derek Chauvin will be in jail, and he will stay in jail. And yes, I'm excited about it. I was very, very, I didn't keep up too much with the trial because black trauma porn.
Yep.
But the parts I did see, the prosecution was very, very well done. And that was a relief. That's what happens when you don't have Benjamin Crump in a courtroom. But
Nigga,
he loses everything. Yeah, he just gets you money. But yeah, so I'm very happy. I don't know how y'all feel about it. Feel free to jump in whenever y'all want, but I'm happy because this has been something that's been weighing on my mind since it happened because it just didn't seem like it was going to be any different than any of the previous scenarios, even with the video being evident and, you know, being out there for millions of people to see. But I'm glad that, you know, just everything went the way that it was supposed to. And now we can like kind of close that chapter and unfortunately focus on the countless other chapters that are still unresolved. But at least this one, we got a positive result from. So that's my take on that.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like some type of relief. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad we finally got a guilty verdict. I mean, it's on video, so I didn't see how it could have gone any other way, but who knows how that could have been, you know, that could have went left very easily.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely happy. And I think I'm just worried because there was like another like mass shooting or something somewhere.
Talking about the FedEx one?
Not the FedEx one. There was another one in a grocery store.
Oh, I did see that too.
In New York. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's a lot going on right now. I just saw the case about the 13-year-old boy from Chicago. That footage was nasty. That was scary as well. So this, like, it's still other fights to be fought. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just one of many. So I just hope we can continue.
Well, the one good thing I will say is that the new generation, and I won't try to make us too old, but like the ones that are coming up under us, they seem like they got the stamina for this. Mm-hmm. I know I'm tired. Like I've reached my point of exhaustion. Not that I don't care, not that I won't, you know, join the causes that I can, but for all these different fights, you can't join them all.
Yeah.
But this newer generation, man, like if it's like one, if somebody drops the ball or, you know, that feels like they don't want to carry the mantle, somebody's right there to pick it up and they keep going and they online.
Energy.
Yeah. So they out in the streets, they doing whatever. So kudos to y'all. Shout out to y'all. I'm gonna support y'all. And hopefully we just keep this thing rolling. And my thing, we was talking about in the group chat with the fellas, like, I just hope that the sentence is applicable and it's one that, like, will make cops second guess killing people. Like, it's one thing to get a guilty verdict, but if he only ends up serving 6.5 years or something stupid like that, that's not a real deterrent. If he get what the normal person would get for second degree murder, third degree murder and all that kind of stuff, he get 25 to 40 years. Yeah. Cops might start being like, all right, maybe I shouldn't shoot first and ask questions later.
Real shit.
So hopefully, you know, and I hate to wish that on somebody, like, yo, I hope you get 40 years in prison. But I mean,
well, I hate for to wish that somebody thinks they have enough power to take somebody's life.
Right.
In general, when it's unjustified.
Right.
And when it's 9 minutes on somebody's neck and they're telling you straight up, there was like 2 of those minutes you were laying on somebody dead.
Right.
So, I don't, you know, looking at that, it's so weird because I'm starting to have a human reaction. Like, oh, like I start to, this is just me being transparent. Like, I was like, damn, like, I feel bad for him because he's just not doing anything. But then I was like, I took that back so quick. I was like, fuck you. Fuck mm-hmm. you. Fuck you and everything that you represent and all the people just like you. No, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, but like, what kills me about the situation, while I'm feel a little relief from it, there's so much like black people who get killed, harmed by the police. And their things don't get as much highlight and their experiences. And unfortunately their loss don't get as much kind of publicity. And it's just like, it happened so much that I'm starting to become numb to it. Mm-hmm. Like another black, like the 13-year-old, I think he was Latino though, but still a person of color. And I'm like, mm-hmm. like, I'm so like, oh, okay. Like, and it shouldn't be that way because it's
definitely
also,
desensitized.
Also, I'm like desensitized, but also hyper vigilant about like, it could be me and my brothers, my mom or anything like that, because it's fucked up. So
yeah,
I have a funny story about not about this, but about like what I saw on Twitter about it. So they was on Twitter, I'm wondering if this video was like from current. It looked like it's current from what was going on. They was protesting the police, and like, you guys are talking about the young people, the younger generation got like the stamina, and I like my little cousin said, they like, oh, we with the shits. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm with the shits too. Say that again. I'm with it too. Yeah. So that was like, they really with the shits. So I'm just like, yeah, good for y'all, because I'm tired. But they was like they put this young guy on they put him on the news, and a woman was interviewing him. And he was just like, just talking to the interviewer, and like in the back, the protest was going on. It was like at nighttime, and the protesters was like, the police was there, and the protesters were on site. And he was just like, yeah, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm out here to peacefully protest against the police. But he had a can of soup in his hand. He was just like, just to let everybody know, this can of soup is for my family. I got it for my family to feed my loved ones. It is not out here for anything else but to feed my family. And they were just,
and
like,
did like the wink face.
Yeah, you saw that shit?
Yeah.
And the lady was just like, oh, okay, are you going to throw it at the police? And he was just like, this soup is for my family. And it did a little smile and just looked back. I was like, yeah, nigga, with the shits.
Out there just causing ruckus with a... like, you couldn't just like grab a brick, bro. Like,
right.
You're going to waste a perfectly good can of like SpaghettiOs. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? Protest how you protest, bro. But it was a different kind of joy I saw today, because, you know, there's like the documentation of how black people were excited about OJ getting off, but that was like a different kind of excitement. That was like the, we finally got somebody to get off and beat the system type of excitement, not because like they actually thought he was innocent. This is like actually. Oh yeah, he did it.
He did that shit.
What?
Yeah.
You see that nigga walk?
Did he write a book saying
if I did do it, boy, he need to go ahead and drop that, because you know why? because they say one of Breonna Taylor's killers is dropping a book mm-hmm. about it. So you know what, OJ, go ahead and drop your book, player. I don't even care. But this was like a different type of joy. Like you got to see people like celebrating because they were actually excited that justice was served and the right thing was done. So I was glad to see that because it's a nice change of pace from mm-hmm. the normal reactions we see on television and online and all that kind of stuff. So shout out to, once again, the prosecution and everybody involved with getting that justice served, the witnesses, because they were integral in, you know, everything, just having the presence of mind to see something that was going on, think it was wrong, and pull out their phones for the world to see. Because otherwise, we know how this would have mm-hmm. went if it was not on camera. They would got paid leave at worst, and then they would be right back out in the street. So shout out to everybody that was involved with that. Did anything else like newsworthy that y'all actually want to talk about happen? I don't be watching the news. I don't know.
I don't watch the news either.
Yeah. I know Redman and Meth Man are doing their verses right now. I was not. I wasn't into it. Can we talk about, hey, what I will say, Method Man low key like new goals. Like that nigga, like he's like dumb in shape. And he's like 53. Yeah, Method Man is like on, he's on like the best shape of his life. I see. Just going googly. Method Man is in great shape.
Oh wow.
So Yeah. Let me see. So shout out to him.
He is. He looks good. Good for mm-hmm. him.
And he's like getting a lot of acting roles. I watched Godfather of Harlem.
He's in that cowboy movie.
He was in Cold.
That was a
Cocaine Cowboys, Concrete Cowboys.
Yeah,
he was in that. He's a recurring character on Power. Like, you know, he's
doing well. I'm looking at the verses right now.
Yeah. So shout out to him. Have y'all been like getting involved in any type of like stocks and all that kind of stuff, whatever?
Yep.
So what do you get? What have you invested in?
I have.
Because Dogecoin went crazy.
Dogecoin dick.
Whatever that shit's called. All I know is I bought some a long time ago and I was looking at my. Yo, I'm one of the people that like, I'll see everybody talking about something and I'll just throw a little bit of money. Whatever's like laying around in my account, I'll just throw it into it. And then I never open the Robinhood app again. Like, uh-huh. I don't check it. Man, I opened up that Robinhood app. I was like, oh, I made money.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
It was dope. I mean, it's going back and forth right now because...
No, that's dope.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, yo, but I'm definitely not going to be one of the people like, now I'm going to start checking every day.
No. No. I have stuff in Dogecoin. I do have quite a few shares in NIO. Which is the electric car possibly competitor for Tesla. Mm-hmm. And I've been buying stocks for them for quite some time. I will say their stocks has been going up and down. So it's just, I feel like it's going to be like one of those long-term ones. Right. I got to keep it in there. GSAT, Chip, and Snap. So like a lot of like energy things,
right,
and stuff like that, because I'm thinking that
that's the next big thing.
Yeah. And I feel like, even though Robinhood is not a reliable app, it's really shady.
It's really shady.
Yeah, it's really, really shady.
Because when Dogecoin started going crazy, they started like limiting people's purchase of crypto.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, that's like it. Y'all be on some weird stuff.
They did that before with the...
Yeah, when GameStop went crazy. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, we're not selling y'all nothing. Like, nigga, if you don't let me get these shares.
Yeah, real shit.
Only put some money in Gap.
Yo, Gap is going to go nuts now that they got Yeezy.
Yeah.
They just gave Kanye, what, $970 million?
But all I know is that since I got it, it's
been going up. you gotta get online and put the little rocket emoji on.
And you know what, too? Well, I think I'm going to get some shares in, believe it or not, Dollar General. I don't know if y'all been peeping.
They everywhere.
They've been popping up on every corner.
Everywhere.
And the ones down the south, they sell produce.
Oh, do they?
Yes. So I think that's about to be something.
I got a story for that, and I got a lot of stories tonight, but there was one at my other job. There was a nurse practitioner there who told me about, like, she was telling me at first about stocks because she was making decent money as a nurse practitioner. Her husband was a dentist, and they made good, like, good money. Mm-hmm. But she said, none of, like, all my money doesn't come from this. Like, most of my money come from real estate investment, all the properties we bought throughout our lives and, like, rent out, and then also investments. And I was just like, so could you tell me a little about investment? And she was just like, back in the day, she had bought stocks for Dollar Tree for her sister, or for her daughter's, not Dollar General, Dollar Tree. I think that was when that was first coming out or something like that.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe wrong. But she said when her daughter had turned 16, and she gave her like a bunch of stocks in Dollar Tree, and she was like, this is a whack ass gift, mom, fuck you, and everything like that. But then, mind you, like, her daughter had got married and was like in her early 30s, and she was just like, I'm about to buy a house, like, we need an extra like 15 grand of clothes. And she's like, I'm not giving you no money, why don't you check those stocks? Mama had that plus more in there for her stocks, I mean for her house, because she hadn't touched it in like 20 years. So are you serious? Wild. And she was just like, yeah, she was able to close on her house, get the rest of the money for her house, plus have a little bit more left over because of that one stock that she let sit there for 20 years. I don't know how forthcoming she was about that, but it, to me, I was just like, everything I'm learning about stocks, which I wish we had learned a little bit, like they were taught us this, but like it sounds like something like you can't just be getting in there to make quick money.
No, yeah, you gotta like. So what I'm starting to do, and I mean, it's not a lot, but I'm taking $100 from each paycheck and I put it to the side as like, that's my investment money. So, I mean, it's because right now I'm in the learning phase. Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, oh, if you take 10,000, I'm like, bro, I'm not taking 10,000 of my liquid cash and putting it in something that I don't know what I'm doing. Like, y'all niggas. People get so the problem is right now, I think stocks is becoming too trendy. Yeah. So now you got a whole bunch of people who don't even really know what they're talking about, trying to give you tips and all
don't
this
stuff. Don't trust a nigga in that H&M suit. You know, them niggas in them tailored behind H&M suits that stop at the ankle. Yeah, I'm serious. Like, they'll be trying to like make you milk.
They're the ones that make all the clubhouse rooms.
Yeah, I was loud as shit. Real shit, like they be making. I was like, look at this H&M tiny suit. Sir.
Like, let me turn you into a millionaire. But like, nigga, do you have $1 million? But yeah. So shout out to that. Shout out to. There's been a lot of people, like famous people, making a lot of bread off. Like Coinbase is one that just like got like this wild evaluation. Nas, they said he's going to make up to $200 million off his investment in that. Kevin Durant's making a lot of money off of it. Nas has been doing very well just based on his business moves. Like, if he's struggling anywhere else, he making up for it in his business moves. So shout out to him. He's another one that's aging gracefully.
Very gracefully.
All right. You said that in your quiet storm voice. Just get it together, Tony. Y'all want to do the question? Or do y'all got something else y'all want to get to before the question?
I got a meme I saw. It's old. I saw it again, and I was like, good job.
Tell us about your old memes.
Yeah, my old memes. They were just like, you ever just... I want somebody just to swing on me one day, just to see if I still got it. Like, I had somebody swing on you, just to see if you still got it. And I was like, right. And I was like, no. No. I don't want somebody to swing on me.
I need to be tested.
Like, it felt good, so I favored it, and then I took it back. I was like, I don't want to put that shit.
You got that lineup waiting for you, so. Right.
They're like, oh, we're going to swing on that ass.
Yeah,
so like,
no. They're going to swing.
I'm really scared now.
You should be. You can't even go to shop right no more.
Damn.
And walk down Blackwood Clementon Road.
You better stop going to that sketchy ass shop anyway. You better go to the other one down the street.
In Sicklerville, like Laurel, it's better.
No, not Sicklerville.
In Laurel Springs. That place, one. I don't like that one either because I could never find everything I needed
there. Yes, it's definitely it's different.
It's real. That like that structure, and I'm like, wait, only place I know where the produce is. Everything else, I'm like, where is
that
this
one
stuff
on Blackwood Clementon Road is the motherfucking
that's
jungle.
The hood one.
It's hood. I love seeing bitches get locked up in that bitch. Like, there was one person who got caught, like, robbing. I think I was with Nicole. We was coming out by, I'm like, let's go get some, like, chocolate hummus. Walked out, lady was just like, oh, fuck that. Swung at the guy. The cop was right there. And I'm like, oh, I love Lindeville.
That's
town of the bear.
That's crazy.
So what's up, y'all? What questions we got?
All right, so this one came from, I was reading the comments, and it was sick. But also this like happened on another celebrity's page. So, Vanessa Bryant had posted like about her and Kobe's 20th anniversary.
Oh, pumpkin.
So I was just like mainly just on her, just like, you know, just looking like, oh, that's, you know, sad, but you know, look at the comments. And of course the comments is not where you're supposed to look, but it was somebody that was in there like like they said something smart, like shooting a shot, whatever. And it was kind of like, dang, that niggas is wild, disrespectful. Yeah. Like, you know, like something like, let me know when you're ready to get remarried or whatever. Which, I mean, basically that just spawned the question of, like, if you were to pass untimely, not like when you old, like, would you be okay with your partner getting remarried?
How about you kick us off with that opinion, Chris?
Well, my opinion?
Yeah, dog.
Fam, listen.
Keep it a bean, too.
I'm going to keep it a bean. Of course you can get remarried. Like.
You're so mature.
I'm just like, fam, I'm not here. Like, what you supposed to do with the rest of your life? Like, say if, like, something happened to me in 4 years. I'm going to be 37. Like, fam. You supposed
what
to like
if you live to 70 or 80, 90?
All right, that's different. I said on time.
No, I'm saying like you lose your partner at 34 and then your life expectancy like I don't die until 80. So
that's like you 50 got years. You got 50 years left. Yo, that's crazy. That's mad selfish.
Update my tombstone every 10 years, nigga. I'm playing. I'm not like that. Go ahead.
Yo, just have the estate paying off like, oh, I need my ring upgraded. Like, what? Trash. But no, like, yeah, like, of course I think that like people should be allowed to get remarried. I don't think they should be judged for it. Like, the family might feel some kind of way, but like, dog, like, now obviously it shouldn't be something where it's like immediately after you pass, and it shouldn't be somebody that like it's inappropriate.
Yeah,
like it shouldn't be the homie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, those type of things, I'd be like, oh, this dirty, like, I'm gonna haunt you. Like, like, I'm gonna mess this drawing up. Like, you're gonna be miserable. But nah, like if you meet somebody 3 years after I'm gone, whatever, and like y'all hit it off and you fall in love, like nigga, go ahead and get remarried. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not here.
You're not here.
Like, how you trying? Like, go ahead, Ty. Tell us what, because you over there just laughing. Like, nah, nigga.
And also saying that, oh, you're more mature,
right?
Exactly. Yes, the mature me would be like, yes, move on, find happiness. But probably like, fuck that.
Why?
Fuck that. I don't know. Like, I better not be up there and be able to see shit. Cause like, I'm gonna be bad.
Cause you'll get jealous from the clouds of heaven.
Yo, could you imagine getting kicked out of heaven cause you up there wilding? Cause like,
you acting up watching
your old nigga up down here getting happy, and you like, oh,
what they doing?
You standing next to Jesus, Jesus telling you to pour the wine. You like, nah, cause this bitch. Yo, that's
up
wild.
There wilding. It's like, go ahead. I guess be happy. You think?
Nah, give us your honest answer.
Be happy.
No, tell us how you
feel. I do
really
want to know why you said like no. Like, why?
That's just some territorial being fake jealous, not being mature enough.
Is it fake jealous though?
Yeah, it's fake. No, because inside I'm really like, go ahead, do it.
No, you're not. Are you?
I am. No, 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 no. I am.
But on the outside, like, nigga, grieve me for the rest of your life.
Forever.
What?
Get me, put me on your arm, like, get me tatted, so I can be with y'all forever. Like, it's going to be a threesome. Damn.
Well,
so
you have
like,
sex with her, I accidentally say my name a few times.
Rub me up on her. It's like, let me stop. But yeah, no. Yeah. Be happy. As long as it's like some young stuff. Like, don't be trying to get your life.
Why not?
Nah.
So what you're saying, like, if you passed when you was already old?
Yeah.
Or like, because like, say if you like tap out at 40. And like, when they
talk. Nah, that's still early enough.
That's early as hell to not be remarried.
Yeah, that's still early enough. But I'm saying at like 65 older. It's a rat.
Okay.
See, that's the reason why I said in the chat, I said there's layers to it, because I'm on that kind of thing. Like, we better not be had this happy life at 70, and for some reason I pass, and then you
getting
remarry.
A girlfriend or getting
a boyfriend,
married,
whatever the fuck you got. I don't give a shit. Like, you better not have any. You need to grieve my death till you die. So
you need to be joining me 6 months later.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, I want your heart to break. I'm playing. No, I'm not. But one thing I was thinking, I was. your fucking heart to break. I want them to want the person to move on, but I also want him to be like, I'll be watching, and this is just my old morbid kind of obsession with Aaliyah. They always be bringing her up in Dame Dash's interview, and just like to this year, and he like stop asking me about Aaliyah because he's still not over her and stuff like that. I want that.
Right. Give
I want
me that.
To be 20 years later, and like, you know, I still can't find nobody that was like Tony, and I'm like, yeah, bitch, nigga. But then I'm just like,
yeah.
Jesus gonna be like, call me in the morning.
Yo.
I'm pretty sure they even if you listen to this podcast, just hear nothing. Yeah, but
you're allowed to laugh out loud, Ty. She over here trying to like stop herself from laughing. Go ahead and laugh. It's fine.
Like, if even if you feel some kind of way about, like, I don't know how you would feel some kind of way because you're dead, but even if you feel some kind of way, how are you going to reinforce those feelings? Chris said pop up and haunt you. I'm going to make sure your life on this earth is miserable.
At that point, that's your only option, for real, for real.
Yeah, you better not marry nobody I fucking know, though. Like, I'm with Chris. Don't you dare. Don't you? And you better make sure you look better than me.
Like, I already feel like if that was to happen, like, I feel like my family just going to jump the nigga. So.
Jump?
Yeah. Like, if it was like somebody I was supposed to be cool with, and then, like, they weren't around, like, calling themselves marrying my wife, like.
After you pass away.
Yeah.
Like, with some Bobby Womack type shit.
Yeah. That's how Bobby Womack need to get his face. We already talked about that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. I'm saying they just gotta catch that nigga in traffic. That's all. So yeah, that's how that was just like something that popped in my head because they also used to like come at Lauren London, like you gonna like mourn Nip? First off, that wasn't even her husband. Like I get it, they were soulmates and all that kind of stuff. But like in the future, if she decided she want to like start dating again, like
why not?
She should be allowed to date. But no, but you know people are gonna come at her.
They already did when they thought she was pregnant for. They went crazy.
It's just like
people are allowed to fall in love with more than one person, even if the person that they were with is here or no longer here. Like, I just don't feel that my soul's going to be attached and intertwined with one. Well, I'm not on the twin flames like you are, Tyann. I like that theory. I don't think it applies to my life. But I think like...
So wait, you don't think that you're going to like find one person to be with for the rest of your life? Or you think it's going to be like phases?
I think I've met plenty of people who have made me happy, and my happiness experiences have been different for each person. And I haven't met somebody that's been like significantly better than another person. I think the people that I've chosen to fall in love with have been great in their own domains. Now, when I meet somebody that takes me absolutely to that absolute level, then maybe I can put it up. I just haven't experienced it yet. I've experienced love. I've experienced heartbreak. I've experienced the like acceptance to move on, but not like the, oh my God, that's like the, oh no, there was one. Remember Just Spoons on Instagram?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. He hate me. He cooked so good.
Yeah, he did. You messed it up.
I did mess it up. Yeah.
There's still hope. You're still going to the restaurant, right?
Oh, I already got that plan, but I hope he ain't gonna fucking listen to this, but I'm on stalker mode. I'm gonna get the new body. I'm gonna show up.
You gonna get a new body?
I'm gonna get a new body.
This nigga.
Show up, new body, new everything, and fucking... Floor, this is actually really scary that I'm saying this on a podcast. Talking about like, yeah. But his food was so good.
So wait, when men get a new body, what do they do?
Work out.
Oh, okay. You're going to do that.
Yes.
You made it sound like you were about to like get the funk flex.
Get surgery?
Yeah.
Fuck no. No. The only thing I said the only thing I'm getting surgery on is my face. I wouldn't touch my body. Yeah.
That's worse.
No, it's not. I don't like when people say that. That's not worse.
Yes, it is. I can't see your body. Like,
but the body I can get, like body, you can change your body through diet and exercise. I can't change my face.
Of course you can. I know a lot of people that have changed their face through diet and exercise.
Chris, I'm not talking about like losing my nerve. But like, dog, I'm not even going here. You know what I mean.
I actually do know what on your face you want to change.
My nose. I'm getting shit chopped up.
There's nothing wrong. You're gonna look like young, old Michael.
No, I'm not gonna look like Michael Jackson or Lil' Kim.
That's what you know. Who also said that?
Who?
Michael Jackson and Lil' Kim. And then you know what?
Or Summer Walker, because I don't like her shit either.
Her nose is terrible.
I don't like that. Or Nene's nose. I don't like
that. And they all thought that he was going to love their nose, and then they don't like him. Then they go back and try to do it again. And Mike kept chopping his joint till he ain't have one. Think about that. Mike didn't have a nose when he died.
Yeah, didn't they say like there was the whole nothing there? It was fake.
Yes, he ain't had no nose no more.
His shit wasn't fake.
Yes, it was. That whole, he could take that tip of his nose off.
Crazy wildin'.
Yo, he could take the tip of his nose off.
Like you
said,
like you take a wig off at night, he could take his nose off. He did.
He used to go home at night and put that joint on the nightstand.
You remember like Scary Movie 5 or whatever it was? And he like, what was it? Charlie Sheen was up there fighting Michael Jackson in his fucking nose.
Listen, Mike's whole face was messed up by the time he went.
I'm just saying, I'm going to go there. But you know I'm talking about the food was slamming, so I'm going to go back for the food.
That don't mean that you got to chop your nose off to go see
him. Nose ain't got shit to do with him. Fuck him. Like, okay. My nose is for me. But I'm talking about, like, I always wanted to get the food.
Okay.
That's okay. So, what's the next question, Tayana?
Okay, next question. Hold on.
Baby, just get here. I got it bad for you.
And we are back. Yeah. I see I don't have the deep voice like you.
No. Wait, was we paused the whole time?
No, we wasn't paused.
Oh.
No, I was trying to do the Quiet Storm.
Oh, do it, Chris.
Nah, I ain't got it. Yeah. I ain't got it.
You can't do it?
Nah. Nah, I ain't got it. My bad.
All right, so question. What is the male equivalent to buying a woman flowers? What is something that is sweet, thoughtful, that can be given to males? That's like giving women flowers.
To males.
I was curious.
Go ahead, Tony.
I don't think this is my lane.
Why not? You don't like getting stuff? Or do you like the flowers?
Oh, I'm a flower person. I'm going to get flowers. But also, I think this really, I have my opinions about what to give, like, a cis heterosexual male for a woman to give him, but I think this is really fitted for a cis heterosexual relationship.
Yeah. So, first off, I do like flowers.
You do?
Feel free to drop off some sunflowers or some tulips to me at any time.
What was the other ones?
Tulips.
Oh, cool.
And lilies.
And lilies.
Yes.
So you accept flowers?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You see a nice ass kitchen. Imagine some sunflowers right there. Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be fire. So some, I mean, besides that neck.
I was actually thinking about that.
That's something random I'd accept.
It's honest, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. Yeah. Yeah, I like getting, I feel like men, we appreciate getting stuff that, we need. As opposed to something that's like random, like flowers, they're gonna die. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like a gesture. It's a nice thing to get. It's beautiful. It's cute for a week. Like you can give me if you give me a pack of draws,
Chris,
being dead serious with you right now, like it's like yo, some fresh draws. Like so thoughtful of you. I'm keeping it real with you right now. Like oh, some fresh white tees. Just cause you just gotta throw something on, you just gotta throw something with it, like a nice cologne.
Okay,
that's it.
That's a thing.
Yo, like give me a cologne and some drawers and some tees.
I could definitely see a cologne.
Socks.
Yeah.
Nah. See, socks don't hit the same no more.
Socks expensive as shit. That was in Target.
Not even that, cause niggas don't even be wearing socks. Niggas don't wear socks with dress shoes.
Oh no.
Wear socks like in the summertime. They just get like the little low jack. Socks ain't even like a thing no more. The socks is for like around the house. Give me some house slippers. That'd be nice.
Food.
So like food is a tricky one because it has to be something like out of the ordinary. Like you can't just bring me home regular dinner. Like you should be doing that regardless. Like if that sounds misogynistic, whatever.
If that's the agreement between you and your girl, that's what's up.
Right.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You shouldn't be like, hey, I'm going to feed you today. Like, all right. Hey, we both got to eat. Okay. Like, so Thanks. That's not gonna make me be like, yo, you so thoughtful. I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm hungry.
Even if it's something special?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's something special, like, if you know I have a favorite meal and it's, you know, not something that's, like, on the normal everyday menu, and you decide to, if you decide to bring it home, not already made, but, like, you decide to cook it, ooh, yeah, I'm gonna feel special.
Okay.
I'm gonna feel special.
What about, like, getting a private chef and cooking for y'all? And then y'all hearing like he or she will be cooking up you a meal, and especially for
I had
you.
That happen.
So was how was that?
Amazing.
See, that's some
shout out to Chef Boy Ray.
Chef Boy Ray.
What did y'all do as they were cooking? You guys just chilled.
So they did the cooking, and then they after they prepared everything, they left, mm-hmm. and then they came back and like cleaned up. So I wasn't here when they were cooking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was told to leave my own house. So that's how that went. So I came back when everything was done. So yeah, nice. But that was like really dope.
Well, shout out to Chef Boy Ray and shout out to the person who did that for you.
Money.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, shout out to them. So yeah, I mean, I think that's dope, but I wouldn't expect something like that. Like the same way a woman would expect flowers. Cause like, for instance, I know I'm not going to put their name out there, but they listen. And I'm fairly certain, like, their father is, like, one of those people who gets flowers for the woman, like, every Wednesday or every 2 weeks or something like that. Aww. You know what I'm saying? So, like, ooh. It's like a...
Who?
So, like, that's, like, their thing. Yes.
Who?
Remember Ty thought she could have...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's fine. It always goes back.
You know who he's talking about?
Yeah. Yes. So,
do I know who he's talking about?
If you, well, man, we'll talk about it later.
All right, cool.
But yeah, so I'm pretty sure, like, you know, his father, you know, gets flowers for his wife quite often.
His father, so it's a guy.
Yes. Well, it's a family of people I know.
Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, I mean, but like that's like a routine thing. So I wouldn't expect a woman to do a routine thing. Back such as that.
Yes, you do.
It's not the same. No,
yes, you do.
No,
I don't. Yes, you do. You just said
men aren't allowed to expect anything. Here have you go. Not followed?
Here we go.
We're Chris, not.
Chris, you were saying that there was one thing that you especially kind of would enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah. Why can't you get that every week?
I mean, I could, but like
there
that's
you go.
It's not the that's not the same either.
Oh, okay. So you mean like gift wise, like actual physical, tangible gift?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, you can't expect. I'm sorry. The way society.
Plus, like,
the way society set up towards men is kind of fucked up. It is.
It is.
It is.
It is. It's really trash.
It's trash.
It's trash.
And then it's set up where like it's kind of, you know how like when people be like, "Yo, you mad?" And you don't even be mad, but like if you say like, "I ain't mad," niggas be like, "Yo, see, that's what somebody mad would say." It's kind of like that in relationships. Because it's like, we're not allowed to ask for nothing. We're not allowed to like, we're not allowed to like feel no kind of way. And like the moment you speak up, be like, I would love to be like, oh, wow. You like, men want to be girlfriends. Like,
oh, what was that? Like,
dang.
Sweet.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
And she ain't got no niggas, so.
I think you're so happy that's the way that situation ended.
I'd be happy at all of them.
Because they all pissed off with the Birkin shit that she said. Remember that?
Yeah, as soon as she said that, you know, if he ain't buy your Birkin, throw him to the streets. I was like, oh, she a bird.
She's a bird.
Caw, caw.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Huh?
That's an oldie
but a bird.
Yeah.
Shout out to the birds.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was another thing that my friend had did for her boyfriend. There was a few things I thought. One thing that was ghetto. Don't get like, she's like, oh, he loved Hennessy. I'm gonna get him a Hennessy cake. And I was like, what's a Hennessy cake? And it was like a bouquet. No, a Hennessy bouquet.
A bunk cake with Henny in it.
No, it was a Hennessy bouquet. Like they took like the little tiny individual shots of bouquet.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's problematic, I think. But okay. And hood. But she actually listens and she'll hurt. She'll
email incoming.
I'm about to say, she'll call me and literally beat my ass. But
oh,
she also, yeah, she also, God, I thought which was really cool because she got most men like gaming and she got for him in his gaming room. She did a gaming room in a house for him, which I thought was really nice. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little gaming room. One of the rooms are going to turn into a game, like put all your favorite stuff. But then like
I think a few weeks went by and to show it like a token gift, like, oh, I'm thinking about you, just randomly she bought him a gaming chair. And I said, oh, these that's are fire. Things like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you see, thoughtful. Yeah. And I'm just saying like, and I was like, what's a gaming chair? But then I saw it and I saw like the usefulness. So it's taking whatever whatever they kind of use to disconnect or have a good experience for them and making it even better, more comfortable. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So whatever Chris likes to do, you got to implement.
You got to enhance my way to enjoy life without you.
Yeah. So
that's what I heard.
So you got to get Chris a fancy hammock.
Yeah. What?
See, there you go. Mm. So you got to find out what they like.
Some speakers installed or something like
the
that.
The hammock for, outside.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Put that's speakers like, in a hammock?
I don't know, not I in the hammock, but with, like some music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some ideas that you have for treating your man or your partner?
I feel like I'm a good gift giver.
Okay.
Like, I think I'm really thoughtful when it comes to gifts. I remember, like, my first serious relationship. Oh, can you hear me? Okay.
She was sitting all the way back.
I'm so loud already. I'm no, like, you good. That's damn. Good. Turn me down.
We goofy as shit on this goddamn right. podcast.
Because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, how you hungover before you fell asleep?
Late.
She awake and hungover. That's wild.
The delirium is
supposed to be the next morning. Go ahead.
Oh, I think it was like his 21st birthday or something like that. And I had did a like a scavenger hunt.
Oh, that's cute.
So like, yeah, awesome. Had him just go to like all his favorite stores and like picked him up a gift, and it was like another clue for the next spot he had to go to. I worked at the mall, so like it was cheesy. So I had it just all done at the mall, but that was really cute. I enjoyed that.
That's really cute. That's really sweet.
I
see how much she like proud of herself. I know. So she was smiling really, so hard.
I really pulled that off.
You got the stores to agree to that too?
Like literally got everybody on board, and like it all ran so smoothly.
That's
like,
dope.
That was nice.
That's super dope.
Yeah. Didn't do that shit again, but.
Cause fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck all right. Him. Yeah. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah. Ooh. That's like your Jarrell.
Yeah. Ooh. You don't gotta tell me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that nigga. Yeah. Fuck that nigga.
But yeah, I like to be thoughtful. I think that's yeah. That's like sweet. I don't like to like give like
draws.
That's thoughtful too.
It is. Especially you find out that they got like a hole in one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa.
Do you know how
easy acts of service? Oh, somebody would, if they're language. Into that, yeah, they would like that. So yeah, I just like to be thoughtful. I just hate like for the women who's like, I ain't getting shit. Like, I am the gift.
Or they think like pussy that, is
yeah, that's crazy.
That's everywhere.
That's yeah.
Everywhere.
So yeah, I feel for the men that's in relationships. You think pussy like is
great.
That.
Well, let's have a chat. Remember rich sex.
You know what's
what? Tell me, tell me.
I was about to get wild.
Nah, tell me. Please, tell us.
We'll save that for the Patreon. Insider. Don't worry about it. But yeah, we'll talk about that after this.
We got a lot of shit to talk about afterwards now.
Do we?
Yeah, because we got to talk about whoever the person y'all was talking about.
That's just the name.
That's just a name. That's
two names. That's quick.
Oh, it's two names.
Well,
my name, from what I'm going to tell, then the person that she's talking about.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. Relax.
All right.
It's okay.
I don't want to be left
I know
out,
it's 2 a.m. You know? I don't want to be left. We're just going to keep moving the time back further and further. Like,
I see the sun coming up. Like, yeah, chill. Like, I see it.
Like, we really love y'all. Y'all niggas better listen this week, nigga, because, boy.
You know, we've been saying a lot of niggas on this podcast. Like, people ain't gonna listen if it's called nigga. Like, it's called. No, we can't, because they open it. We talk about the trial. We can't say that.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm thinking about like those kind of sweet gifts. Don't you hate when you put like when I'm in a gift giving mood, or like I really want to plan stuff out, even though I'm not a gift like taker, I don't really care. I do care about gifts, but it's not like that big of a deal for me, because I would say I'm blessed and grateful to say most of the things I want, I got myself. Mm-hmm. Thank God. But also, I think it's very, I like seeing somebody else get excited when they get a gift, especially somebody like most people I've dated haven't had, weren't in spaces where their romantic partner gave them like good experiences. And I was just like, oh, that sucks. Let me show you what that looks like. But then I'd be resentful as a motherfucker when shit goes sour at the end of the relationship. I'm like, I did all that fucking shit. Got that nice ass watch for your bitch ass. Fuck you.
Put them on and stuff.
Yeah, like, got you your rims. Like, you corny nigga. Yeah, fuck you.
You bought a nigga rims?
I was tripping.
Yo, this boy is crazy.
That all that fucking shit. They was just like, aha, bitch, I'm going to take these rims in your heart.
Oh, Tony.
You know what I feel? All right, so.
I need to go to therapy.
This is going to be something I feel somewhat guilty about, but it's not my fault.
What?
You ever, like you was mentioning, like when you dealing with a person that just like don't have the greatest like romantic experiences, and you do stuff that to you is just basic, like bare minimum stuff, and they be like ecstatic. Like on one hand, it's just like, fam, like this not that deep. But on the other hand, you be like, oh, got you. Huh?
You be mad?
I don't be mad. I just be like, oh,
Chris, what do you because mean?
Because all right,
they're happy that they're getting anything from you or you're doing anything.
Yeah, but
from
like,
them.
But then like they put you on like this pedestal, like, oh, he's amazing. It's like,
that make you feel good?
No, it don't. That's the thing. It don't make me feel. I don't be feeling like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying. I be more so like, dang, this. I've kind of feel bad for you that this bare minimum thing that I'm doing
like a good
is like
type.
The highlight of your life, picking up like. Picking up a tab. Stuff, girls be like, oh, all right, I put my wallet away, but nigga, all right. Or like if I pay for you and your friends. Like that's just a gesture. Like it's just something that, you know,
yeah.
I just do it. Like, or I have done it. So it's just like, all right, yeah, I picked up a tab. It wasn't that crazy. But it's like, oh my God, girl, relax. Like, I'm sorry that you didn't have an experience up to the age of 30 something where somebody decided that, oh, you're worth me picking up the tab for you and your friends. Like that shouldn't be I don't get excited about that because it almost makes me feel bad that you got to this age and you picked the type of dudes where you didn't experience none of these basic things.
Is it turning into pity? Like you,
it doesn't turn into pity. It just, it more so turns into like, I almost feel guilty because I know that I'm going to suck you in really quickly. Because if that's going to get you excited, once I actually put effort into stuff, you're going to be hooked. And I might not even be doing it to be like, because I'm all that into you, is because I do stuff like that. So like now you might be like ready to get married and I'm just like, nah, we dating. Like that's just normal dating stuff.
I'm curious if it can go also like, if that's how it is, I wonder if somebody could also put it back to like, hey, were the some of the people that you dated not as thankful as they should have been with the stuff that you were doing as well? Like maybe maybe they were also like the things that you were doing that you thought were kind of small gestures, you weren't getting enough praise for it or like enough like, you know, like you're looking at some of these things like, you know, picking up the tab for like her and her friends or something like that as like, well, that's something like, duh. But like, maybe I wonder, like, could the people that you've done that to in the past could have been a little bit more grateful too? Like, wow, Chris, that was really nice. Thank you. Like, you know, once we get in a car or something like that, like, that's really, you didn't get that because it's almost an expectation. I'm just saying both things could be happening at the same time, be creating that experience. But I do feel bad because, like, that's actually sad. Like, if a woman hasn't experienced that level of generosity, I can see what you mean. Like, once they get to that heightened one, they might be hooked. Or they might still be just appreciative. Like, you're actually showing me what love could look like and what appreciation could look like. Maybe I should also match you and step up your game. Step up my own game.
Right.
So I was like, or they could get really hooked.
But that's the... So I think
what's wrong
that's...
with getting hooked?
But because sometimes when you're dating, it don't be that... I don't want you hooked in the first 2 months.
Oh.
I mean, or is it turned into, like, obsession? Because that's where I feel like it can go.
It can. Like, it... So... I'm trying not to put like my past situations directly in it, but whatever, we're here. So like what happens in them type of situations is, so like you said, like it could be shown as love. Fam, I may not be doing these things because it's love. I'm doing them because it's chivalrous. It's what a man should do. It's because I'm paying you back for your time. That's kind of what dating is, so to speak. Like, if I'm asking you for your time, yes, there's going to be certain things financially that I might just take care of, like, you know, dinner with you, and then, oh, we made it a group thing, and I just took care of the whole bill. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that may be just something that I'm doing out of a chivalry type of, you know, aspect. So now she's like, oh, love. Like, no, that's not what this is. You're jumping too far. Oh, so because you haven't experienced these things. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So just because you haven't experienced these things doesn't mean that, like, I'm this emotionally involved person with you. No, we're dating. Like, these are things that people that normally date do. Like, I'm going to pay it. So I feel like the time that you pay attention the most is in the dating phase. I know that sounds terrible because you're supposed to pay attention the whole time and you're supposed to keep dating. That's not how it works. No. But in the beginning, you know, you'd be like listening for real. Like, oh, she's into such and such. So the next date I plan is I'm going to incorporate this because I know she'll like it. That way. But then it almost becomes like this thing where it's like, dang, like this nigga really like me. He really listening. He really. And then it's like, nah, I just didn't want, I wanted a second date and I wanted to show you a good time. I don't like, I want you to like me, but I don't want you to be like head over heels. Like you got to, it's hard to explain.
That's, I can see how that can be hard to explain. And I'm also getting lost with it.
Like I can understand that.
Like I also like, because isn't that what you want?
Not so soon.
I just think when it just becomes like the crazy obsession.
Yeah.
But is that what we're talking about? About
them, then if they can get hooked in.
Where is thankful and grateful?
Thankful and grateful are that comes from the women that have experienced it. They're thankful and grateful. The women who haven't experienced it at all normally bypass thankful and grateful and go to, I'm going to lock this nigga down.
Oh, okay.
It's one.
Yeah, it's gotcha, like it. Gotcha. They kind of just jump in, like, oh, I'm like, so if somebody did something to you that you've never experienced, like ever,
yeah,
you can be like, I ain't losing that because I can't go back now.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't open me up.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't go backwards. Like, I can't go back to the plain Jane. I mean, I'm just saying.
Can I say something? Y'all ever had those experiences with somebody you dated and or used to date and they did something so miraculous for you and I'm like, wow, this is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even after I finished dating somebody, they cooked an amazing meal for me and my friends for Christmas.
I'm still not just spoons.
Just let it go. But I can't. He, mind you, that's, for that entire meal that he made, I paid him $50.
I remember.
Yeah.
And I remember yelling at you immediately after when I asked you, like, where's he at? And you was like, he's not around. I'm like, nigga, what?
I messed that shit up.
I know. Tripping. So,
and he drove over in the middle of a snowstorm.
I don't remember how I got there.
Real shit, that snow got bad that night. You weren't living there at that time. Yo, how did you get there?
I came there from work. I came there from Trenton.
Same?
Huh? Same? Yeah, this job that I'm at now.
No, same.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, bruh. Like, it's hard to deal. It's not hard to deal with women that aren't accustomed to getting treated like they're valuable. But I don't know. To go back to what you said, sometimes maybe it does come to pity. Because like it's almost like you feel like you're going to take advantage of them.
Well, if you know you're not.
It's, you do it without intention, though.
If you take advantage of people without intention?
You can. I think you can.
Could you give me an example?
So if I know for a fact certain things you're just not accustomed to, and I just repeatedly show you these things,
yeah,
but they're normal to me, I know subconsciously what that's going to do to your psyche and how you view me.
So if
I'm not ready to fully get into whatever you like this relationship or whatever the heck it is, I should probably leave you alone and or just stop introducing you to all these amazing things. I should probably just like be like everybody else if I don't have intention of moving this relationship forward. If I don't know that for certain. If if I get to the point where, like, yes, I know I want to be with this girl or, like, see where it's going and all that stuff, and it's beyond just dating, like, we're in, like, a monogamous one-on-one and it's just me and you type situation, then, yeah, let's keep doing all these amazing things, because eventually you're going to show me these something that I'm not, you know, used to as well. But if we're just dating and I'm doing all this and I don't have actual intention on being with you and I'm still dating other girls, yeah, I'm taking advantage of the situation because I know I'm going to get you emotionally invested in this.
That actually, okay, I can understand that a little bit more, because if you were a harmful and or manipulative person, you could easily take advantage of somebody like that and exploit them for it in many different ways. So I can get that, but you're not a harmful person. So,
but what if I'm gonna hit?
Now there's the, that's wait, well then what's wrong with that?
Because then I'm introducing you to something else. Oh, wait,
is that all you want? Just to hit and then you like leave her alone?
No, not necessarily that.
I'll leave. Or you, I want to be,
I just want to hit. Like, I like hanging out and I want to hit.
I don't know, Tayana. I can't answer that.
Not that face.
I don't really know, because I just feel like at that point that would say a lot about you. Because if you're just that type of person, then I don't know. It's unfortunate for that girl, but what if you enjoy giving people new experiences and you just opened up her eyes to something different and hopefully...
Oh, this is getting worse. I can see
it. You see what I'm saying?
But what's wrong with that, though?
She might never get it again.
Or she might.
Or she might.
Or she might raise her standards now. Now she's like, nigga, you'll
be... She's like, wow.
My last nigga, but like, I wasn't even your nigga, though. Yeah.
That's true.
This is a whole new tier of a man that you exposed me to. Okay. So now let me step myself up and make sure I continue to have these type of experiences.
But typically what happens, Ty, is if...
They act crazy.
No, they do act crazy. But like usually when somebody's like showing you these new experiences, you want to experience it with the person who introduced you to it.
That's true.
That's how it happens.
What's that saying
go?
Don't introduce
do some to a vibe you can't maintain. Talk about it.
Look at y'all. Look at y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because then even
that's for them women.
Right. It's them. It's them. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying not to like shade these Instagram quote girls, but you know, I'm talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real easy to bag like a lot of them. I'm just saying.
All you need to have a nice bank account. That's all you need.
But like, not for nothing. Like, there's been times where I got put on, like, to different vibes and places and all these different things. And I may have, like, taken a different girl to these places. And it just ain't the same. So, yeah, you be wanting to experience it with who introduced you to it. Nigga, what's wrong with your face?
I haven't seen you before.
I don't get what that means.
All right, so bam. Say somebody puts you on to like I don't know.
The cooking guy put you on
bird watching
something, yes.
And then you went to this place, it was dope. It was every kind of bird in North America. And y'all was walking around drinking wine, looking at birds, and you just like, this is the best experience of my life, right? And then the nigga left you. Yep, I said it. And then the nigga left you. Look, now you gotta pull over the new nigga because you're like, I love bird watching. And then you take the new nigga and just like,
this is weird.
He ain't really giving you the vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you drinking your wine, you getting buzzed, but you don't even want to talk to the nigga like that no more. You're like, yeah, these birds is whack. I want to go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's different. Yeah.
It is. Cause part of most of the experience of these vibes come from the actual person.
Yeah, it does. I like when guys take me to places, even there'll be most of the guys I've dated, they'd be interested in shit I'm just not interested in. But I'm always open to like, I'll go there. I want to see what it's about. I'm at least open to it. I'll give it a chance. But then I'll go and I'm like, oh, this is not something I would go. But the fact that you're so interested and passionate about it, it's making me even more interested. Have you guys ever experienced that?
All the time.
Yeah. So like, you listen to a certain artist, he'd be like, oh, let me put this on, or let's go here, I'm gonna got tickets for that. I'm like, no, nigga, this whack.
That's the worst. Don't put me on to an artist or something.
Oh, then you leave?
Yes.
Cause then you take the artist with you.
I could never listen to that song, that person, the same again. That's a different type of heartbreak.
every time those songs come on or that person come, especially if it's like an artist that still isn't known or something like that, so it can't be like mainstream or something. I'm like, damn, this is hard.
Y'all can't share them experiences anymore.
And I feel weird like introducing it to somebody else that I'm talking to, like, oh, look at this artist. And I feel like this is weird. DM Preston.
Or like, wow, you just gonna put this, yo, you a name dropping nigga.
He texts me. Like, he like,
so what? It's over, Tony.
Because of me, though. But like, he put me on his music stuff and it was so good.
Ain't that the, what's he sending you music? He used to text you music. See?
That's why don't put me on no
music. That's
why
I don't be sending out music no more.
And you gotta be careful with you sending out music to like, I know you're with Essence, but like to women. That's my homie, to somebody, like to women in general, because you have a good taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I can see how I can you make it here? Xavier Omar?
Yes, yo. Yeah. Xavier Omar, that dude.
That's so good.
I got it, babe. Baby, I do.
Yo. But see, you know what's wild about money? I'll play some music right around her. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just to drop the vibes on her, like, you know what I mean, some new exclusives. Yeah. And instead of her just being like, oh, who's this? She'll like Shazam the song and then like randomly just start playing it on her own. Like, dang, you could have asked. I don't get no acknowledgement. I put you on to this.
It's like, fine. Damn, Chris, you got a good taste in music. Nah, let me just take this song.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's
straight stealing.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like, don't steal the song. Like, I'm introducing you to it. You ain't got to steal. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm stealing this shit.
Like, damn.
That is whack, though. Come on, Essence. Come on, money.
Come on, money. But, I mean, yeah, so that's that. But, yeah, that's, I don't know. All I'm going to say is, it's difficult being a person who's well versed in how to date,
mm-hmm.
if you're dealing with someone who hasn't been introduced to it on their own,
especially at this age,
right?
Especially at this age, this is like, oof. Like, even if you haven't experienced that no more, you should know better not to like gas over it. Like, oh my god, I'm like, come on now, we're 109,
right?
Stop this.
Yeah,
and it'd be the small stuff. So it'd be the stuff that like. All right, so as we get older, we realize the stuff that, you know, allows you to really vibe with somebody and see if you like them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the simplest things that you can do is on a nice night, go for a walk. Don't let it be a body of water around. Oh, yes, we're going to walk by some water. And we're going to talk. And I'm a nice person. You're going to like me. So like the fact that you want some stuff, like, oh my god,
we girls love that though. Yeah,
walk by some water.
And walk by a nigga that's listening, talking. And I know y'all like that shit.
Engaging in the conversation.
He repeat some shit back, so he was actively listening. Like, oh, you was paying attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you said this, I wondered if you were doing, like, oh, nigga, you listening? This water feels good. Not the Delaware River.
All right, don't, so free game, Tony.
Come on, free game.
Free game.
Go ahead.
No. Right. So, one of the easiest things to do, because I'm keep rich, you ain't even really got to listen that much. All you got to do is just listen enough so that you can ask the right questions. Most times, girls just be wanting to talk about themselves. They don't be giving a damn about you, nigga. They just want you to be on some stuff where you cool and you allowing them to feel like they special. So just ask questions. So as long as you walk in talking and asking questions. And
provide them that experience.
What? And she gonna sit there and talk about her passions and what she into, what she been through, what she trying to get to. And you just sitting there eating it all up. That's really all you gotta
do. Don't listen to the trauma.
What? and
make why? Because that'll get you where you need to get to.
And make her feel safe.
And this water feels good. They're like
that light breeze coming funny. Off the water, easing her trauma away.
Don't let it be a starry night too.
Of course, we're gonna look at the stars.
You know, just hearing that.
I'm just saying, bro.
It's a simple pleasure.
It's simple. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many simple things you can do, and it just. But my thing is,
isn't that what makes it complicated? Because it is just so simple. Like, that was just so simple, but it sounded so good.
I would prefer that experience than a lot of the other, like,
high cost, high effort experiences. Right. I would definitely. And I've gotten experience. The reason why I'm also, because I've had experiences like that and I know how they felt. I'm like, this is great. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I also said not on the fucking Delaware River. I don't care. The Camden waterfront, I'm not walking by that. But we can walk by something else. Mm-hmm. I don't like that river. I don't like that river.
So you trying to tell me you went, what's the park?
Oh, Red Bank
Spruce park. Street.
I don't like Spruce Street. What? You know, I went to Spruce Street with y'all. Remember that? That was like back in like a minute ago. I didn't like Spruce Street.
You know what I was thinking about? The Berlin one. Burlington.
Yeah.
Whoa. That park out there where you can walk near the river? Is that what you're talking about? Because it's not like the river. It's like a,
there's like a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
It's a vibe.
Oh, Dante.
It's the names.
That don't go there unless y'all in love.
But yeah, like,
that's a good place.
It's a really good place.
That's a really good place. Baby, just get here. I got it. Bad for you.
Yo, all right, nigga, stop tripping. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can go out there on a nice day or night. Just walk.
I got a confession.
What's the confession, Tony?
This is just a random confession, and I think I'm just like thought coming off the top of the head because it's late and I had a long day.
It's because it's 3 a.m.
And it's 3 a.m. The birds chirping now. But I was never a fan of manly scents. Like, I hate that over cologne smell, that Axe smell. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, Axe is trash.
I hate it. So I'm quick to buy a woman's Dove deodorant because that shit smells so much better. But I've been realizing, I don't know if I'm getting older, maybe more testosterone is kicking in his ass or something like that. But my underarms be eating up this Dove deodorant.
Put the whole stick on you.
I put that shit on a little bit early. I said, all right, I'm going to run over to Chrissy's house. Let me pop some deodorant on because you said that you was on your way tie and everything. Like, all right, I'm over here talking. I raised my hand to listen to Chris. So I was like, put my hand on my head. And I was like, oh, bitch, put your arms in. That Dove deodorant is not for men.
Yeah, that Dove women is for women.
Women. I want to smell like powder.
You don't
like
take foot. Care of all them either.
Yo.
Just don't get the gel deodorant.
I was about to say.
Never get the gel, because boy, if you don't get that off in 12 hours, you wake up with the funk of gel. Oh, the
funk of gel.
Like, I mean, shoot, I'll speak for myself, but yeah, get that off in 12 hours. Just say it.
Yeah.
Did I have another question? I feel like all the girls I dated now are going to listen to this and be like, this nigga took advantage of me.
They might. Aww. They may.
They might.
But it's better to be.
I introduced a lot.
Or introduced him to a lot. So
I that I. But see, this is the thing. I could have maintained it.
You chose not to. I chose not to. Somebody else picked up the torch.
And if they didn't.
Then them niggas just then turn this episode off. That's it. I mean, so shout out to them. Anybody got a would you rather?
I don't have a would you rather.
I don't think I have one either.
You don't have one?
I didn't think of one. But oh wait, I do have. Did we ever shout out Healing Souls Candles? As one of our business of the week. I don't
What's
believe
name?
So.
Come on.
Healing Souls Candles.
So. Healing Souls Candles. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Healing Souls Candle is by Jaisha. What is Jaisha's last name? I don't remember either. So, Jaisha, shout out to you, girl, with your candles. They amazing. She's been expanding. She's been getting some overseas orders. I have Check some in out, the corner yes. right over here.
They pop in. They you know what I'm saying? Good.
Smells amazing.
She got the flavors for the seasons.
Yes.
You know her?
Mm-hmm. She's like 6'12".
Yep.
And she's like really Height? Cool. Yes.
Good for her. She really 6'12".
Yes.
No, she really 6'12". That's 7 foot. That's 7 foot.
I know.
Basically.
Yeah, she talks crap.
Good for you. What's her name?
Jaisha.
Is that her candle right there, the pink one?
Yeah, there's. Oh, I have the collab candle that she did with 5 Footer Essentials.
Oh, this your homie.
Mm-hmm. We had the Freak Nasty candle.
I'm team her then.
The Freak
That's
Nasty.
That's your homie?
The Freak Nasty That's my candle? Homie too.
Yeah, because you know, you light the candle, let it melt a little bit, you pour it, you know, give a nice little massage with the candle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a massage candle.
You can pour the wax and give a massage with the wax?
Yes.
You can pour the hot wax.
Have you tried it?
Yes, yes. Not like on some freaky shit, but like when we were talking about it, yeah.
It worked. Oh, so you just like on
we
a
just
hand?
Just like poured it on our hand and just was like.
That's boring.
Oh, I'd have been like.
I didn't get wild.
I would put over like, nigga, embrace yourself.
Yes. Like, don't be a menace. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
I'll hold a lighter over that shit.
Nah, you gotta do that, Ty, and let us know how it works out.
Oh, I like that. That is a nice idea. I've never even heard of that. Like turning the
cause that wax could
help. Massage candle. Yeah,
that could get some people with their kinks. Cause some people got kinks for stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
shout out to
that's
all,
what
all the
we need to
kinks.
Tap into.
What, the kinks?
Yes, I think it's a lot of money in the kinks.
Who need to tap into kinks?
Talking about stocks, we better get some stocks or somebody better to get a little kink business
stock kinks.
Going.
Oh, like me investing in kinks?
Yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't be mad with
that. So wait, I'm about to tell y'all about this idea I had. And it's like one of those things where like don't share your ideas. But like, I really don't care because I might not do it. But so shout out to Ollie as well.
Yay!
Oh,
gunshots.
I like Ollie. Yes, give me gunshots.
Yeah. And then what?
And she
what?
We can't lay it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Nothing. She in Chicago.
Oh, okay, we can say. Okay,
okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah, yeah, she away. It ain't no secret. People know she out there.
Okay.
So I was in here cooking, right? Because I've been on like a cooking spree.
Yeah.
Like I made some jerk salmon and fried rice the other day.
Ooh,
check you out,
bomb dog. So
check you out.
All right, this is gonna be. Damn,
what is kink with jerk salmon and fried rice?
No, I ain't talking about kinks, fool. I was gonna say this is gonna like sound like something else where I'm like trying to teach people how to like take advantage of people, but I'm not. I'm really not. I swear to y'all, I'm really not.
Chris, where's this going?
No, so like I was like sitting there cooking, and I'm just like, yo, it's funny because people will be like, oh, Chris, like you can cook, like, and that'd be like so exciting, especially like women. Women be like, oh my god, I love a nigga that can cook, yada yada yada, right? So in my head, I'm like. But I don't be making nothing crazy. Like, I'm not one of the people that, like, I'm chopping up every single vegetable. Like, sometimes I get pre-chopped vegetables. And get, like, sometimes it be frozen. Like, I just make stuff work. I was like, yo, what if I, like, just started, like, a page for, like, men, right? They're, like, living, like, bachelor pads. And it was, like, how to cook good enough. Like, I ain't trying to make you a chef. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, be like,
I
yo, listen. Like, and just be like, oh, listen. Stop cooking the same thing over and over and over, nigga. Try some new stuff. So yes, we're gonna try jerk salmon today. Let me just show you how to make some jerk salmon.
Wait, for the men or
for the men. I don't
care
what the women doing. Yeah. But that will enhance niggas like game exponentially. Because like, dog, if you invited a young lady over and you literally make dinner, you scoring
a good
hella
dinner
points.
Too.
A good one. Ooh. Not something that's chef quality. But good. She's going to enjoy it. She'll be able to eat it and be like, he can cook. Because women, what they really love is men that don't come with a lot of things that they need from women. So if you coming with your own money, your own place, you can cook. You got your own car.
Good job.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got all these
no
things.
Kids.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about in general. I ain't talking about me.
I'm just talking about in general. Like,
that's a bonus.
That's a bonus right
so
now.
So like if you got all these things going for the more that you don't need from her, the more she's gonna want you. I know it's stupid because it like leaves no place for me to actually value her. But it's like
what?
That's how it works. That's why these high value men that everybody be talking about don't be like wanting to settle down because they don't need a woman for nothing.
What's that guy that be on
Kevin
YouTube?
Kevin Samuels.
Yeah. I think that's that nigga. The one with the glasses.
Yeah, he's funny.
He actually
is decent though. I actually listen to him. He's not that bad. He's not as bad as the clips make him seem.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, this nigga, he is triggering. For me, he is. Just listening to him.
He be telling the truth.
What?
I can't even be mad at him. Like, my ego will be like, man, fuck him. He's telling the truth. He don't be lying about
there was this one girl. He just stopped her in the middle and was like, how much do you weigh?
Yeah, and told her she weighs as much as Emmitt Smith.
Was like, I gotta turn this nigga off.
But he came back and said, he was like, I was wrong. She weighed more than Emmitt Smith.
So it's low key like I'm giving you valuable lessons, but I'm also
roasting you. But he does it to men too. He just gives you the honest truth about yourself. Like stop expecting top of the line in your five. Like if you're a five, don't expect a 10. Like that's all he's really saying in a nutshell. And he just saying it in a very abrasive way. Like why would a high value man with no kids, no none, want you and your 2-3 kids?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just saw that one clip of him. No, I saw a few clips, but that one clip.
There's a lot of them out there where he be wilding.
Yeah.
So he do be wilding.
Yeah, no, he be wilding, but it be like wild truth.
Okay. Listen, and you know what? He obviously has an audience, so people want to listen.
And he has a growing audience.
And if he's also like helping people, good.
I don't know if he's helping. I think he's just more so giving people truth. Do I think that these women are listening to him and being like, oh, you know what? You're right. I should lower my standards. I don't think that's happening.
Well, shit, the advice that you just gave, that's good advice. I think, A, nigga, you need to know how to cook. A man,
you need to learn how to cook.
Period.
And more than just like basic, oh, I made hot dogs. Like, no, bro.
Order food. So weird. It. You know how much shit is on YouTube that you can learn how to do just period?
Yo, that's all I watch is YouTube.
Wait.
One moment. What was in those tacos, Ty?
The burrito tacos? Chicken?
Oh, it was chicken. Mm-hmm. I was about to say, if you done found a jackfruit burrito taco, mm-hmm. I'm done.
The first time I made them, they were jackfruit.
Okay.
The second time, but you can use jackfruit. They look good. Not shredded chicken.
Do you have it? Do you have any videos of it? Can I see it?
I don't have any videos.
Okay. No. Yes, you do. Is it on Instagram? Sure.
No, it was just in my story.
Oh, it was on your story? Oh, you still have it?
Yes, in your archive.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you don't have to show me now, but I'm just saying, like, I would like to see it because
they look
cooking.
Good.
They was banging.
And she made like 20 of them. I was like, is she having a party?
Oh, was it for you and Sasha?
It wasn't for my dog. She does not eat no burrito tacos
because she can't.
Y'all want to stop talking about Sasha, yo.
Ty sitting in chalet trying to get thick for the summer
with two C's.
She said, no, I'm putting chicken in these. I need the protein.
For real.
That is funny. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think men should know how to cook just on a basic level with different seasonings. And that's it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, I can make a page and just be like, yo, bro, we're going to make something.
Especially if you make jerk salmon and fried rice.
And literally, it wasn't complicated at all because I bought this jerk seasoning. So if somebody put me on this curry seasoning, and the same company makes a jerk one. So I was like, let me try the jerk one because the curry one's amazing. And I've been making curry. I made curry chicken 3 times in 1 week.
Check you out. God damn.
It was that good. I just kept making it. So I said, let me get the jerk, John. And I was like, what can I jerk up besides chicken? Salmon. And it was bomb. And I made some rice. We got a meal.
And it was slamming.
What? And then teach cats how to make some little mac and cheese, little cabbage, just little side stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, bam, let's get it. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? These are simple things. Videos would be like 10 minutes long, max.
So I would admit that when you look at, like, you know, stuff in your partner, I'm happy when they know how to cook. And for some reason, I've been like more obsessed, like if they got a hidden talent, like, you know how to play an instrument? You know how to sing? You can hold a note. Like a talent that I can sit back and you be passionate about and whatever you're doing it. I'm just enjoying it. I really enjoy a guy that obviously can cook, but like there was this one guy I was dating who could paint his ass the fuck off, like off. And I would watch him. It's weird when painters get in their kind of like mood because sometimes they don't be with it. You're like, no, fuck this painting. But sometimes they get back and they get real inspired. Oh, can I watch? Because all the shit I'm passionate about, you're not going to get fun watching me. I don't know, get fun over research and psychology and stuff. Like, that's not fun. But, like, seeing, like, some type of artistic shit or, like, chef shit, like, right. That's cool.
Right. For sure. For sure. Yeah, that's how it used to be when, you know, I used to, like, you know, go in the studio and lay my bars
down. The what?
The stew.
The stew.
I'm going to go lay the bars down. Yo, I couldn't imagine taking a girl to the stew now. Like, yeah, I'm about to drop this song.
No, that's...
You try to sit there while I record these vocals. Like, ho, ho, let me get another take. Huh, take it to the top. She like, ooh, this nigga be messing up. Like, nah, girl. This part of the creative process.
Yeah. I guess I do have one last question for y'all. Just
what's up?
What's name? Is there anything about the culture that you just don't understand or don't agree with?
About what culture? The hip hop culture?
No, our culture, just black culture. Culture. There's one thing that I got. Understand why they it's only in the South. I don't get it. Like, why don't they just take the cabs, candy paint the bitches out, and put rims on it? Like the cab cars. The cars are the cabs. And I'm like, out of all
like
the cars.
Like a Cutlass?
No, like a cab. Like it used to be the old cop car. Like the cab. Like is that a Lincoln or whatever?
Crown.
That. Because inside, it looks like a cab. Like it still looks like a cab.
Because you get that space up in that joint.
There's so many cars you can get space with that looks better, in my opinion. So like, my cousin got one of them, like, and mind you, like recently. And I'm just like, he got one of them. And I'm like, aren't these cars old now? Like, I don't know if they're still making these. I don't know if they are, but
maybe that's why they do it.
It was like because it's like an antique, antique cab.
And you candy paint out that thing. Like, you can't even go get this. I got one of them old things. It's classic. They don't make these no more, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Just
the, yeah, look, just get,
like
told
that.
To buy, get told her to buy some rims.
Tony.
The only thing y'all niggas need to do right now is point and laugh. That's how I feel. Yeah. Like, all I heard was this. Yeah. Ah, nigga.
Down South nigga with gold friends in his mouth talking to Tony crazy. Like, yeah, you little baby, give me these 28s on this thing. Yeah, like, Tony like, yes.
Oh, yeah. Can I ride in it?
Yes.
We sitting real high.
Oh, we in the cab with the rims. No, that's weird. I don't know. There's something about the culture I can't get. Because I see it and he got like the car done up. And I was like, didn't y'all stop this in like the 2000s? Like early 2000s? Like, no.
No, that's the same thing.
No, and he got like dumb rims. And you're in your 40s. I love my cousin. But he know that I don't understand that. So I'm just like, I never get it. I'm like, what's the hype? I can understand, like, I don't understand these. Like, you also got these massive rims on an Impala. So just like, I don't get massive rims like that at all, unless they're on a truck. Like, you know, the big rims.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck did you get that on this car? And they were just like, it's like the culture. Like, you don't even understand. And then I also get looked down at because I don't understand what it means. Like, oh, you don't get it. So you're whack. I'm like, no. Nigga, like, how do you get in this car? Like, how do you get in it? You don't hop in this shit.
Some people
maybe
do.
You do. I don't know. That was something about the culture, and maybe I can be an ongoing thing I'm gonna bring up. That just is my culture, and I just don't get it. Like, that's black culture, and ain't nobody else doing that. That's us. So, and I'm just like, I don't get. They be like, oh my god, you got the blah blah blahs on, and mind you, they're still shiny ass silver rims or platinum or whatever. What do they? You know what I'm talking about. The shiny silver rim. They ain't like black rims.
I just don't know what they are.
Yeah, I don't know what they are, but I know what you're talking about.
Because, you know, we don't buy rims.
Come on, Chris.
We team stock over here.
All right, I'm done tonight.
Oh, man.
I don't get some food like chicken gizzards and... what is it? Pig feet and the intestines and chitlins. Scrapple and just like some
the slave
stuff.
Foods.
Yeah,
because that's where that comes from. Like, came from slave days, and certain parts of our culture just don't let it go, and that's still like a delicacy to them. Like, but you know what? It ain't even just us though, because I remember. All right, can I join the name dropping?
Yeah.
I'll join it with you just for this one.
Just
for this one.
Is it a name drop or is it like
a
okay.
It was when I was messing with Ebony.
Oh, okay.
And I went to her aunt house and, you know what I mean? So normally they cook really good food, like her whole family. You know, they Spanish.
They really do cook good food. Yeah.
They do. So I was willing to try, you know, whatever. And they was like, oh, we having something. You know how to be making up names, but then like it just be like a different name for like something regular. So they like made this name up, and then like I'm looking at it and I'm like, it looks nasty. It smells weird. And they try it. Okay. So I ate it. It was nasty. And I'm like, all right, so what is this? And he's like, oh, it's gizzards and bananas.
What?
Like, nigga, what? What am I eating? Ooh. I'm eating gizzards and a fruit mixed together in a cup. Who came up with this? So I was tight. And I had Antoine with me too, and I made him try it. That's when he was like real little brother. You know what I'm saying? He was still like 17, 16 at the time. So it was like, nigga, you know what I say, nigga. Like, here, try this. You do what I say. Like, yo, look, you want to ride around with me? Come on. Mm-hmm. Eat this food. We family with that. Mm-hmm. This extended family. Eat that. That nigga almost threw up.
Ew. Oh. Was it warm?
Yes. It was like room temperature. Oof. Oof. Yeah, it was.
And they was fucking that shit up, right?
What? Body. And like, ooh, seconds. Like, I'm good.
Shut up, Christopher. He said, ooh, seconds.
That's nice. Like, we're never doing this again. Ooh, seconds. For sure. For sure. Not doing that. Yeah. All right, so you know what I don't get? I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I'm like not a skinny nigga.
Okay.
But the overly flooded tight pants with the no socks. I don't like it. I don't. I'm sorry. Like, I grew up in the era of church socks. There's nothing wrong with having them on.
Wait, do you have a problem with the pants or the
socks? Combo. I don't like the combo.
Okay.
So, but it has to be both together. So you can be flooded out, but I feel like, you know what I mean? Just have a little sock game. You know what I'm saying? Or just let your pants meet your shoes.
I don't want to see your ankles.
I hate ankles, bro. Like, I don't like them. And it's like, your foot probably in there sweating because you got the little thin, like, little joint that you wrap around your heel. Oh, and I hate when they foot come out and, like, you see that little stocking thing around their foot. Like, ew, get this long, them long toes and this stocking thing that you got on. I hate it. Yeah. Put your ankle away.
Why you say skinny guys? Like, because you like the skinny guys with the skinny pants?
When last time you seen a fat nigga with the flood? First off, they don't even make them pants like that. You got to get them tailor-made to get your joints to flood out when you fat.
True. Yeah.
When the last time you seen a nigga wear some 44 30s? 44 waist, 30 length pants. Like, they can never. Don't even make them joints.
He's thick. For to wear 44, he got to be thick.
Yeah. Right.
That's big. That is big.
That's thick. That's thick. But them niggas be having short legs. So let me try and flood out.
It's showing that's off your ankles. The stumps.
I don't want to see that. So skinny niggas, like, I know that's.
And that's a young boy twist thing too, because I saw like at my brother's prom like 3 years ago.
Yo, the prom? I ain't seen one sock.
Not one.
I ain't see a sock in sight.
But I saw every ankle.
Every single one.
I saw everybody's ankle. Everybody's full ankle. Yep. I said, oh, this is a young. This is
I don't like thing. It.
Like, everybody was doing that.
I see more man ankles than woman ankles.
Yeah, that's different.
This is wild. Like, why is more of you? Why is your leg out, sir?
Are we getting old?
Like, I know I'm getting old. So.
Like, look at you, whippersnappers, with your pants hanging low.
No, they pants be up to.
Now I'm talking about like when we were young. Like they used to hate the. When we, it's so weird because when we were like at that age, it was a Soulja Boy, like super, super, super oversized look. Remember that?
Definitely had me some 6X tees.
6X! 6X!
That was the cutoff. 6X.
They made them at the corner store, the dollar store, right there. You could just grab them for a few packs and they had it in like the little plastic.
Yeah, but you couldn't get them from like the gas station Jones because they had the wild collar. Like, that joint be stupid tight around your neck, but the arms be short. See, you had to learn, you know what I mean? Like, because niggas would know, you walk in that joint, you got the big T on with the thick collar and the short sleeves. They're like, oh, you got the dollar store joint. Like, like, how we make a class out of white tees? Like,
yo, if that fad ever come back, I'm going to try it one. So oversized clothes.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
You know, like the shorts when they were so big and
they
so.
They look like pants.
They look like pants. Don't try that, Tony. I'm going to do that. I'm going to just do it once. Just nostalgic and get a name belt. Yeah. But that's what I got for the pod.
That's what I got. That's all I got too. It is 5 a.m. This is crazy. I don't know how we got this off.
I want to hear these two names in this story afterwards. Oh, okay, remember sure. Do you even remember the story?
Yeah, I remember. Okay, well, I remember mine.
All right, cool. All
right, you remember yours, Ty? Mm-hmm. All right, well, bye, y'all. See us on Patreon.